Jeff Ma from the Yoga Lounge and Hugh Simpson from One Wellness and Active Motion Physiotherapy joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How's it going, Rob?
Good. You recently won a business award from Canmore Business and Tourism. What was the award for?
Responding to a pretty crazy situation here that we had in town. We had a very successful town initiative, Elevation Place, and that initiative had gone so well that it was actually hurting various private fitness businesses. And so private fitness businesses as a group, we mobilized together. Hugh Simpson and myself, we sort of became the de facto representatives for the group. And after about 5-6 months of negotiations and understandings and conversations with town administration and town council, we're able to start figuring out how is it that we can keep Elevation Place successful and at the same time have an environment where the private fitness businesses, which have so loyally and dutifully served Canmore for the last however many years, also be viable as well.
I got the impression through the whole process that, you know, it was never a malicious intention from the town of Canmore to steal business. The success was almost accidental.
That was actually something that we had to understand as well. And I think that's one of the crazy things about this process, because in the beginning, at least speaking for myself, when it seems like your livelihood is at stake and you feel scared enough that maybe down the road you might actually have to pack up your dream and move, it's like, whoa, what's going on? But over the months and, you know, talking with, say, town admins such as Laurie O'Brien and Jim Yonkers, like, you got to see the other side of it. And like these huge multiplexes that are starting to sprout up all over the places, a lot of times they're money pits, because those things are huge infrastructure pieces to support. And so, like, credit where credit's due, town admin did a fantastic job making EP financially viable. They just did it to the point where it was so financially viable and so prosperous that it was starting to take a bit of a hit for the private fitness businesses.
Mm-hmm. You're faced with a situation like this where, you know, your business and your livelihood threatened. You could have gone out with the pitchforks and torches and made a big deal of it, but you actually took a collaborative approach, I understand.
That was key, certainly for the group as a whole as well. And what was interesting when we first met as a collective group of private fitness businesses in town, it was interesting to find out how each business was being affected to some degree, and to see those businesses come together and then set the tone for working with town administration. And the other person that really helped us in that collaborative manner was Ron Rumpel from Canmore Business and Tourism. And he did a great job working with town admin and with us to ensure that it was collaborative and that we were always working towards the common goal of Elevation Place being successful, being there for the community, and that the fitness businesses currently in town are able to stay and do well as well.
So what kind of solution did you come up with that's a win for everybody?
The overarching principle of it, services offered by the town are there to meet the need that's not already being met in town. So a swimming pool, that makes sense. The climbing gym, of course, that makes sense. And then from a fitness standpoint, there's a fitness component to it, but not too big such that it encroaches on the fitness businesses. So it's one thing to have a fitness membership. It's another to be offered personal training services, which is a bit more specialized. Mm. So that got removed from the table. And then we looked more closely at the classes. It was the number of classes that were being offered in a given week, in a given discipline. In Jeff's standpoint from the Yoga Lounge, he found if they were offering 3 or less yoga classes that were complimentary with your membership, that was fine. When the Elevation Place expanded to offer 5 or 6 complimentary yoga classes each week, that's when the Yoga Lounge started to feel the effects of that. And that was similar to those studios that are offering spin classes.
Was there a lot of resistance when you went to the town, or were they really receptive to working with you guys?
Well, off the get-go, I'd say there was resistance. Putting myself in their shoes, like, they're tasked with this crazy gig of, like, here's this huge facility. It's going to cost a ton of money to run. Make this sucker viable. And yeah. So they were pretty much given the directive, which was, you know, make Elevation Place succeed. And they did that. Like, when there's so many other multiplexes that are, like, either, like, a drain on the town or struggling or are in decline, to actually come up with something with such positive results, it's like, yeah. And then we probably kind of came out of left field for them when they're, like, not everybody's happy.
Right.
And so I think for themselves, they probably saw that as a little bit of, like, you know, a bit of a head scratcher a bit. At the same time, I think, say, like, Sean Krauser, the town councilor, he had a pretty good description of it. Is like, you know, I think what we've got to all understand here is that community is not just at what and who goes to Elevation Place. Community, actually, when we're talking about Elevation Place, the way Elevation Place needs to run has to support the greater community as a whole.
The solution that you came up with, is everyone pretty happy with how it's turning out?
Yes, absolutely. We've done the absolute best that we can to get a memorandum of understanding with regards to Elevation Place and actually with the new gym that's going to be opening up in the old rec center. So that was also part of the discussions, which we didn't know was in the works at the time. So we've taken our best shot at it, and then we'll continue to evaluate it. And we've got a great working relationship now with Jim Yonkers from the town. And I'd also expand on what Jeff was saying. You know, initially there was a lot of confrontation from the town, and Jeff and I in the fitness community regrouped and met with each town councilor in the month of December and had great support through town council from John Borrowman and each of the councilors. So they they backed us 100%, which was really nice to see. And then helped work with Lisa DuSoto and the other town administrators for us to come to this solution. So, and now that we're there, it's much easier going forward. The memorandum of understanding is there. The communication between the fitness community and the town of Canmore's groundwork's been laid for success going forward.
Jeff Ma and Hugh Simpson, a business award from Canmore Business Tourism for a successful collaboration between our local fitness industry and the town of Canmore. Thanks for joining me on the show today. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.